We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, presented by the Keystone Sports Network. Quarter number four, we got them up. We're going to finish strong this week. We're going to continue talking about Penn State's schedule. We started last week, did the first third. Now we're going to do the middle third. And next week we'll finish with the final third, right?
I like it.
That's what we're going to do. We're talking about the games inside those schedule. We're going inside the schedule. Just a quick review, some early numbers on Penn State's 2018 schedule. Overall, their 12 opponents were 82-70 last year. Three teams, Ohio State, Michigan State, and Michigan, finished the year ranked, and six of their opponents from last year that they're playing this year had winning seasons and appeared in bowl games. Overall, generally, Penn State's schedule is ranked somewhere in the 50s nationally. So that's it. So this week we're going to talk about...
When they do that, by the way, do they take into account whether the games are home or away?
It's based on strength of schedule, and that is part of the factor in the equation, yeah.
Whether your games are home or away.
Home or away, okay. How strong your opponents are. I mean, but if you look at it, if you look at Penn State's schedule overall, you'd say, okay, it's pretty good because they have a lot of home games. But if you also take Penn State out of the equation and say, who are the next best four or five teams in the Big Ten, Penn State plays them all.
Yeah.
They do. I mean, maybe Nebraska, you throw Iowa in there at the bottom, but if you know, Ohio State, Michigan, Michigan State,
they're
Wisconsin.
They're not getting a real big break with there. How does the crossovers work again?
It sounds a little bit random. It's not like it's a home and home every 2 years. You know what I mean? It's not like you.
They
you,
should do that.
I know. But I think because of the way that with the nine games now, and it's going to be, they can't do that anymore. So it's not. It is not necessary. You have to look, but if you look, there's no rhyme nor reason to it.
Wow.
All right. So interesting. So let's look at the middle third. Let's start with the game. There's more on the schedule, but this is the game as far as Penn State is concerned. If you look at their first half of their schedule, it's Ohio State at Beaver Stadium. The line is out on that game. Penn State's a 1.5-point underdog to Ohio State at home.
Why is that funny?
Just because it's such an arbitrary line. It's basically like
we have no idea.
But it's a toss-up game. Yeah. That's all they're saying. I mean, the odds of the game.
They're not really saying it's a toss-up game.
Penn State,
the home team gets for a whiteout, which it'll be. I think
it is a whiteout.
We don't know that.
I just think, whoever wins the game is going to cover the spread. That's all I'm saying.
Oh.
It is a whiteout game, right?
Like, it's like when a team is made a 1-point favorite. Come on.
Yeah. That means you have no clue. So, anyway, don't forget when they're coming off the Illinois game on Friday night before they play Ohio State. So, they have that weird Friday night game. So, they have an extra day of preparation. But it is the Ohio State game.
The point I would make here is if Penn State's at home and they have a third-year starting quarterback and Ohio State has a first-year starting quarterback, Penn State has to win this game. Like, Penn State should win this game. And I know Ohio State has a lot of talent. Those running backs are very good. They got their receiver back. Their D-line is amazing. Nick Bosa's awesome. I get all that. But, you know, Franklin always talks about, you know, we need the facilities of the big dogs. We need the recruits of the big dog, like, to be where we need to be as a program consistently. They need to beat Ohio State one out of every 2 years, but you should certainly beat them when you're at home and you've got the school's all-time leading quarterback and they've got a new quarterback that's never played. I mean, that'll be his fourth game, so Haskins will have some games under his belt, but he won't have any games under his belt like this.
Not
at
this.
Penn State in a whiteout.
He did play at Michigan and kind of steered them last year. Because remember, JT Barrett ran into the camera on the sideline, and he played the majority of the game and played well.
Haskins did.
Yes.
Yeah.
But a whiteout.
Granted, it's much more daunting, especially if we're assuming it's going to be a night game, even if it's not.
So do you agree with Ross, Bob, that this is a game Penn State should win? Like, I kind of find that. When you said that, Ross,
I'm not saying they're going to.
No, me neither.
If they want to be the kind of program have to win this.
Like,
I will tell you this. Looking at Ohio State's schedule, if Ohio State wins this game, look out. Their schedule is easy the rest of the way, and they're going to go unbeaten.
Who do they have before them?
TCU and Dallas is really the only thing that I saw. And after that, if you look at their schedule.
Is that, that's not the week before, is it?
No, I think it's 2 weeks before.
Okay.
15th, yeah. But, I mean, the rest of their schedule, they get Michigan at home. Now, they're going to have to win at Michigan State because Michigan State got killed by them last year.
Right.
But the schedule, they don't play any really tough teams in the crossover that I could see. And if Ohio State, I think, wins this game. It's been a couple years now since a Big Ten team's been in the National College Playoff. If Ohio State wins this game, the stage is set for them to be one or two, I think, in the country, whereas Penn State is still going to have to deal with a couple of very good teams.
As a third-year starter as a quarterback, having some of the weapons he has around him.
Like the whole O-line back. Right,
this is Trace McSorley's signature. If he's going to do it and come up with a big game and beat a huge team.
Would you say Heisman moment?
This could be his Heisman candidacy.
Well, the Pitt game would be like his.
Yeah, that won't be easy. I still don't.
No, I agree.
No, but the Pitt game, I mean, will be his. If he has a good game, that'll get the momentum going.
That'd right.
Be
the launch
and
point.
And then the Ohio State game could really, I don't want to say put him over the top, but put him in pole position like Saquon Barkley was. But we all saw how that happens if you don't keep it going.
Yeah,
I still think this game falls on Trace McSorley's shoulders. If Penn State's going to beat Ohio State with a...
I think he wants it that way, though.
And I do, too. That's what I'm saying. It. Like, okay, Trace, this is the one game where you can... You know, Grant Haley is known for that block kick and return against Ohio State despite having a good career. That was his signature moment. Trace, the throw to Juwan Johnson was a pretty good one, but you beating Ohio State and throwing up a, 300 combined yard game where you run and pass and a couple, 2-3 touchdowns and you beat Ohio State at home your senior year, that's a signature moment.
And I'll just make the point, the way Ohio State plays defense with man-to-man coverage on the outside,
yeah. Correct.
He's got to do it.
That's what I'm thinking.
He's got to do it. And the receivers have to do it.
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show presented by the Keystone Sports Network. We're on air, online, and on TV with Fox 43 when it comes to Penn State football. We have got you covered. Okay, after the Ohio State game, Penn State has a bye week. Then they return and play Michigan State at Beaver Stadium on homecoming with a little bit of a burr in their saddle after losing to the Spartans last year in that rain delay game in East Lansing.
Do we think, by the way, I want to go revisionist history here. If they beat Michigan State, do they make the college football playoff?
Well, they would have to make it as an at-large because they would not have won the Big Ten. East. They would not have been in the – because Ohio State
– only had one loss in the Big Ten.
Right.
Which was to Iowa.
Right.
And because they each had one loss
– so it would have been the reverse argument of the year before. Do they – Penn State won the Big Ten
and Ohio
title.
State got in the college football playoff the year before.
Yeah, but it would have meant leaving out Alabama or Georgia, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if they would have done that.
I don't know if they would have done that, if they had beat.
Still, to me, that is a game that I just...
It sticks in yours.
There were a lot of things that worked against Penn State in that game. There really were. They coming off the Michigan-Ohio State performances, and to have that weather delay where they were basically stuck... like in a cold building for 3 hours, and you can't convince me they weren't a better team. I give Michigan State a lot of credit for finding a way to win that game, but to get shut out in the fourth quarter and to have a couple of weird things happen, they had a chance to win the game on that slant to DeAndre Tompkins. Marcus Allen roughed the quarterback. They're going to come off the field, and it's going to be an overtime game. He just missed Saquon Barkley on a touchdown. There were so many things. Just one thing had to go right for Penn State for them to win that game. But they were clearly the better team. And they're going to – I think they will.
They'll be fired up for this.
Brian Lewerke is going to have a tough day at Penn State. I'm going to tell you right now.
I'll tell you right now, Penn Live has predicted that Michigan State wins the Big Ten East. Did you read that?
Who was
David Jones.
Well,
predicted,
if you know anything about David Jones, State. That is the best Jinxing. Thing that could happen to the Penn State football program.
Do you know his nickname given to him? Well, you gave it to him, right, Bob?
Yeah, he's a black cat.
It's Jinxie. That's Bob's nickname
he's
for him.
He's a black cat. I've lived it.
Yeah.
I've lived it.
All right. So, but I think Michigan State, like, they got like their whole line back, right? They've got the running back back.
They have a good Lewerke's receiver.
Back. The receivers.
Felton Davis, receivers I think, is
back. The receivers are all back. They were like a couple more true freshmen. Mm-hmm. Risen's kid.
Mm-hmm.
They're always a pretty good defensively. That won't be an easy game.
All right.
I think it's a good thing they have a bye.
I think I think the bye comes at a good time for them as well. And it gives James 2 weeks to sell the sort of, you know.
Lump the last two together so we can just kind of get our thoughts here. And we're actually never going to get to both of them.
No, we got plenty of time. We got 2.5 minutes. We're good. All right, at Indiana. Here's all I'm going to say is it just seems like no matter how good Indiana is or how much they have going on, they just don't – they can't beat Penn State, and they don't seem to match up well with Penn State for some reason.
One thing they can do is they can shut down Penn State's running game.
Correct.
They were the only team that squashed Barkley 2 years in a row.
I know.
If you look at the numbers, what he did, I think he had about 110 combined yards in two games combined.
Yeah.
That they will sell out to stop whatever Penn State does best.
But they lost.
I know, but I'm just saying, that guy's not a bad defensive coach. It is a road game. They were down in the fourth quarter 2 years ago.
2 years ago,
that
I
was
remember.
A team that went to the Big Ten title and won it. They were down in the fourth quarter and then won 45-31.
So you should be careful.
Indiana, every game I've ever watched Indiana at home, they have a lead in the third quarter against Michigan, Ohio State, or Penn State,
yep.
And they somehow blow it in the fourth quarter. It's uncanny. It really
is. They
did
it at Michigan last year. They had Michigan beat, and they let them.
Letdown game.
They were giving Ohio State
fits. That's a letdown game for Penn State, though, after the Michigan State game at home.
It's
a
tricky game for them.
Yeah.
All right, see, we still have time to get to the last one. Iowa in the middle third of the schedule. Iowa's going to come in to Beaver Stadium.
Their quarterback's back.
I think they lost a lot, though.
They lost a lot.
A lot of O-line.
James Daniels. They lost
Josie
another.
Jewell.
They lost Akram Wadley. They lost but they have a really good tight end. If Penn State could get their tight end and trade like a couple of defensive linemen.
Or cornerbacks.
I think
they got so many corners.
Be a lot better off on offense. I think his name's Noah Font.
Can you imagine in college football if you could make trades?
One trade.
But I want to go to school here. We don't care. You have been traded to
I've
Iowa.
I've never thought of that.
You've been traded to Iowa for their tight end.
That's
That'd be amazing.
So you think this is an easier game than the traditional what you think of a Penn State-Iowa game? Only.
I mean, Iowa's always a much tougher team at home than they are on the road.
Yes.
And their philosophy, I think, feeds into that. They want to win close games still. Penn State just annihilated them 2 years ago. At Beaver Stadium.
Yeah, they
I'm not saying it's
them.
Going to be that kind of game, but I do think that Iowa is not the same team on the road.
I would agree. I would just say then after this, we'll get to this next week, but then you get into the Michigan and stuff. They got a bunch of losable games. You know,
right.
People talk about winnable games. Penn State has a bunch of losable games in this stretch.
All right, gentlemen. That'll do it. Thank you, Bob Flounders. Thank you, Ross Tucker. For everybody at the Keystone Sports Network, thanks for joining us. Have a good weekend.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you, so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
If you're looking for the largest selection of beers in the area, it's time to head on over to Route 15 Beverage Express in Dillsburg. Conveniently located right off Route 15, you will also find a great selection of local and craft beers, and you can take care of all your barbecue needs as Route 15 Beverage now carries the great 409 Tailgate Club sauces and rubs. Head over to my favorite place, Ross Tucker, Route 15 Beverage Express. Convenient location, largest selection, and great service.